joined in studio today by Eric Dempsey. Eric, how's your week been?
It's been good, Derek. Thank you very much indeed. It's nice to be talking to you again.
You enjoyed our live broadcast and watch of the Choughs last week.
It was fantastic, I have to admit. I've never really watched a Choughs nest ever before, so it's a real insight to what's happening inside.
I'm amazed you say that. I mean, you're a birder. You've been watching birds all your life, writing books about them, taking photographs of them, and you're telling me you've never looked at Choughs?
I've looked at Choughs, but not inside a nest, because they're normally in, you know, little nooks and crannies or in small little caves on a cliff or in a shed. So I've never actually had a chance to watch what is happening at a nest. It's, you know,
the inside story.
It's a real insight to see what's going on.
It
is, yeah. You know, and it gives you a new perspective on the lives of these birds.
The secret lives of birds. And for the benefit of those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I should have explained really. So the National Parks and Wildlife Service have fixed two cameras on two nest sites of a bird called the Chough. Now, this is a member of the crow family. It's a beautiful bird, very glossy coat, black. And it's got a down curved red bill and red legs. Very vibrant colour. You couldn't mistake it for anything else. You find it usually around the west coast of
Ireland. West coast. It's strange. They start on those salty islands in County Wexford and onto Hook Head and then into Waterford, up to Donegal. And then they stop.
They're not on the east coast at all.
They're not on the east coast at all.
Isn't that incredible?
And there's no reason. I still can't understand it. Like places like Wicklow Head, Howth, Ireland's Eye, Lambay, all these places look perfect for them. And then up into Antrim, a pair was nesting in Antrim up to the late 2017-18 and was just one pair. So they were clinging on, and they might well be a relic pair that was still hanging on, but they're not on the east coast. And they were many years ago, a couple of hundred years ago, they were on the softer edge of the coast of Ireland, but they really should be the bird, the symbol of the Wild Atlantic Way. Because, you know, from places like Donegal all the way down to Hookhead and Salties, that's where you find them. So, you know, Bird Falter should have a big chuff.
Well, they've done a very good job with the Wild Atlantic Way, you have to admit, the WWW.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have a fab logo for it, I have to say. So anyway, they might in time consider updating the logo.
Yes,
who knows?
Yes, but maybe a chuff should
my
be
attitude
featuring,
would be don't touch a good thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But it is a beautiful bird. But at any rate, last Monday during the bank holiday at 3 p.m, we had a live programme featuring the chuff. We looked at the nests, we took your emails and your text messages, and we spoke to the people, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, Claire Herdman and her colleague Sam Bailey, about this wonderful project to take us inside the nests and show people this bird really for the first time in Ireland. And it was terrific. You can still view them. They haven't left the nest yet. Go to rte.ie/Mooney and click on the